listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Off the back of another successful year, Generations in Jazz has received a cash injection from the state government. The announcement was made by Premier Peter Malinauskas at the music festival over the weekend. He says the government wants to help the event grow into the future.
Long story short, we've announced $700,000 that are going to build permanent facilities on the site there adjacent to the barn, and that in turn will save the Generation and Jazz organisers over $100,000 a year in bump-in, bump-out costs to erect marquees.
Generations and Jazz board member Kylie Boston says they're stoked about the announcement.
This is just going to help us really cement this event on the calendar and be able to provide a fabulous stage for students to come and perform at.
A GoFundMe page has been set up for a Mount Gambier teen in need of a life-saving transplant procedure. 15-year-old Dexter is suffering from heart and kidney failure and has spent several months in Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital, but he and his family are currently awaiting the all-clear from doctors to receive a double organ transplant. If approved, the surgery would be the first of its kind in Australia. And it's Road Safety Awareness Week across the country. President of the SARA Group, Peter Fraser, says this year's campaign is emphasising the role local government plays in helping to reduce road trauma.
Because at the end of the day, so many people are killed within their own areas, within their own communities. So it's become really important. And the principal theme is all road safety is local. Make sure we drive so others survive.
Round 4 of the K&T Footy League was played over the weekend. In the A-grade competition, Narra Court was trounced on their home turf by Bordertown. That game saw the Roosters winning by 131 points. Elsewhere, Mundulla had an 11-point win against Border Districts.